And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Precious moment. This was a precious moment in Joseph's life. When he looked down there, at when they had first come, just what a thrill that must have been. I'll bet you many years later, you could ask him about that day, and in his mind, he'd have a picture of that day. He'd see himself sitting up there and looking down in the crowd and say, those are my brothers. We have those precious moments. Diane's making them this week. She has little Nathan with her for the week and brought him to Sunday school, and we're glad you're here, Nathan. Making those precious moments, taking pictures, things being written in her mind that she'll have for the rest of her life with little Nathan. Those are precious moments. The Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We serve a great God. As we look at the life of Joseph, following along in your lesson, we come to the moment when Joseph and his father, Jacob, were reunited. This stands out as one of the most precious moments in the life of Joseph and one of the most tender moments recorded in the Word of God. In Genesis 46, verse 28, in Genesis 46, 28 through 30, and he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. As Joseph had sent the wagons to bring his father to him and bring the family there into Egypt where Joseph could care for them and feed them and clothe them and make sure they had, and Pharaoh had given them the best of the land. As that had happened, and Jacob was coming. Verse 29, Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself to him. And he fell on his neck, and he wept on his neck a good while. Can you see a picture of that? How exciting that was when Joseph and his father got together. And I'm sure they just hugged and hugged. Well, basing on how I am, I would have hugged and cried and hugged and cried. And the Bible says a good while. A good while. What a precious moment that was for Joseph. What a precious moment that was for Jacob. Because although Jacob had heard from the other sons that Joseph was alive, still it was, I'm sure there was a little bit of, man, that is him. That's my son, Joseph. What a precious moment that must have been. In verse 30, Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. His life was then complete. He said, that's it. I've got you back. That's it. I'm old now. I'm ready to die. And he would live some time longer under Joseph's loving care. In Genesis chapter 46, we find the account of Jacob and his sons and their families entering into Egypt. These 70 souls and their descendants would form the nation of Israel. How important this was for Joseph, first of all, to be there ahead of time and prepare the way. Then how important it was to get the children of Israel into Egypt where God would provide for them and build of them the mighty nation, the nation of Israel. The nation through which God would bless the entire world. Nation from which our Messiah, their Messiah would come, our Savior would come. Then we read of Jacob meeting Joseph in Genesis 46, 28 through 30. Joseph was filled with expectation at the thought of seeing his father. I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was. Genesis 43, verse 27. Genesis 43, verse 27. And he asked of them their welfare and said, is your father well, the old man of whom you spake? Is he yet alive? This is obviously before Joseph had revealed himself to his brothers. They had come back the second time, and he said, how's the old man you talked about? How's, in his heart, how's Dad? What a time. What a precious time. As they said, you know, Dad's doing well. Dad's at home. And then Genesis 45, verse 9. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord over all Egypt. Come down unto me and tarry not. Joseph, after he had revealed himself to his brothers, said, go get Dad. Go bring him up here. We're gonna take care of Dad and all of you up here in Egypt. And then in verse 13, and ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that ye have seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father. What expectations Joseph had there of when Dad would finally come. He had not seen his father since he was 17 years old. When he saw him, the scripture says in Genesis 46:29 that he fell on his neck and wept a good while. What a precious moment. What a precious time. You and I have these precious moments. We have photo albums full of pictures. Today, computer screen full of pictures. Telephones full of pictures. We have those precious moments. We have on our phones. When our children... we're going down a bad path. And he sent a text message to Dad. The Lord spoke to my heart today in church. I'm going to call you back in a little bit. Just turn on our phones, and we have those precious moments. We remember the days when we prayed for our children. Lord, turn their hearts. Lord, make them go the right way. Those are precious moments. We'll remember those. Someday I'll do something wrong with this phone and that message will go away. But it's still in my heart. It's a precious moment that I have. It's a turning point in one of my children's lives. Those are special times. Those are special times. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Remember, the Lord is good. God is good all the time. Pardon me. We should never forget all the good among the bad. This had not been an easy road for Joseph or for Jacob. Joseph had not lived an easy life, being separated from his family. However, Joseph was able to remember the good among the bad. God rewarded him with a precious moment in his lifetime. When he could embrace his father, God allowed them both to be together. If we're not careful, we'll get into a ditch of despair and discouragement, and we'll forget the good times. We'll forget them. We've got to keep the good times in front of us. We've got to. Because if we let the bad times have the preeminence, then we won't be walking in the Spirit. We won't be honoring God in our lives. We can't let the bad outweigh the good. Forgiveness. Joseph had forgiveness. When forgiveness dies on the altar of a relationship, that relationship is well nigh over. Whether the relationship is two Christian brothers mad at each other, one's offended another, and the forgiveness isn't there. When that forgiveness is not there, that fellowship is broken. And until that forgiveness can come back, the fellowship won't be there. When forgiveness dies on the altar of a relationship, that relationship is well nigh over. Forgiveness. It's so important. And we've all had times of heartaches, but we can still rejoice and praise God for the good things. We need to say, by God's grace, I am not going to forget the precious things God has done for me. Most of you here today are Christians. Christians, you're saved. This is a precious moment. There's a time in your mind right now, there's a picture. For me, it was a geodesic dome, was the shape of the building I was in. It was a round building. And I went to an altar that was a pretty high altar. The carpet there was red. And God had spoken to my heart about my sin. And I went to that altar and I confessed my sin before a loving God. And He forgave me. And He saved me that day. I remember that day. I'm sure you folks remember the day of your salvation. I'm sure you remember that. Those are precious moments. Things we have prayed for. We've prayed, God, this and this, and our family needs this, God, and this. And God has answered that, and we have that answer of prayer. We can tend to forgive them, or forget them, I'm sorry. Maybe we need to write them down. Some people write stuff right in their Bibles. God did this for me on this day. And any of you got stuff written in your Bibles, I won't ask you to read it, but you got stuff written in your Bible. This is what God did, this truth for me on this day. It's a precious moment. The birth, that's a precious moment. Of a child, a grandchild. You're an aunt, you're an uncle, all of a sudden. Those are precious moments. The time when we made a difference in someone's life. That's a precious moment. I remember a guy when I started out the trade. He was a miserable Christian. And he treated me miserably. Worse than any heathen in the plant. And one day he got his heart right. And he came up to me the next day. He said, Brother Raybert, I am so sorry. I said, Brother, forgiven. It's forgiven. I'm just glad you're back. I'm just glad you're back. And that was a precious moment. We got together a little bit after that. We went over and shot skeet at his house, different stuff like that, and we had fellowship. That's a precious moment. I remember that. Mark Smith. I haven't seen him in 18 years. Probably never see him again. But it's a precious moment that we've had. Time when we've made a difference. We've prayed for someone. We've made a difference in their lives. And we've seen them come around and do the right thing. Secondly, we should honor our parents. Time after time, Joseph asked about his father. Then when they finally met, the Bible says that he stayed with his father a good while. A good while. That's in chapter 46, verse 29. We're reminded from this passage that we should honor our parents. We should honor our parents. We read in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Nathan, you having a good time in here? Not much to play with, is there, buddy? We're glad you're here. Up from Texas, 20 and verse 12. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. We're to honor our parents, honor our father and our mother. This is the fifth commandment. Honor thy father and mother. It is God's command. We are to honor them. If our father hasn't been good to us throughout our life, we're to honor him. Not just if he's been good to us. We're to honor our parents because they're our parents. We're to honor our parents. Ephesians 6:1. If you turn to Ephesians 6:1, please. Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. First commandment with promise. In Ephesians 6:1, the Bible says, children, obey your parents. And in verse 2, we find it says, honor thy father and mother. Obedience is an action. Honor is an attitude. Obedience is an action. Honor is an attitude. Even when we're grown and gone from home and have a family of our own, you are still obligated before God to honor your parents. I remember as we stood around the grave of my father after he had passed away, and we prayed there, and I just prayed, God, help us to always honor our father's name. Help us to always honor his name, Lord. Honor his memory. My dad wasn't a perfect man. He had some issues, but he was my father, and I loved him. And I loved him. And I thank the Lord for my father. We need to honor our parents. Do not always be under their authority, but you'll never escape the commandment of God to honor them. Joseph was true to God's command, and he honored his father. Then we must do what we can while we can. God allowed Jacob and Joseph to live so they could see one another. He gave them precious time together. Remember that there is coming a day when that opportunity to do every good thing that you want to do for someone else will be gone. Do what you can while you can. Don't be standing there saying, I wish I would have said, I wish I would have done, I wish I would have. And I'm sure that we all have those things that where we missed an opportunity or something. We can't change that. It's gone. But we can change making things right in the future. If you're going to show love to someone, if you're going to speak a word of encouragement, do it while you can. He's all right, Diane. That's fine. Let him cry. Of all the things we do, there is nothing more important than trusting Christ as Savior. If you're here today and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that's something you need to do today. You need to do after this class. You need to get with someone after this class. If you don't know who to get with me, whatever. If you're not here today as a Christian, you need to make today your day of salvation. There's a wonderful God of all creation that loves you and wants you to be saved. If you're not saved, you need to make today your day of salvation while there's opportunity to trust the Lord. We need to live our lives in such a way that we leave no doubt concerning our faith in Him. Precious moments. Living our lives, remembering those things, thanking the God that gave us every good gift and every perfect gift, because it cometh from above. Our questions, Monday. I'll need that, sir. Genesis 46:9-24. List the sons of Jacob. Somebody want to list them? How many are there? 12? Brother Rick? Very good. Genesis 46:26-27. How many people of the family of Jacob entered Egypt? In verse 27, ma'am, 70. Excellent. Wednesday, Genesis 46:31-34. Where is the family of Jacob to settle in the land of Egypt? Land of Goshen. Very good. Verse 34. That's a phrase. Anybody ever hear somebody say that? Land of Goshen. That's the land. Okay, Genesis 46:20-29. Describe what took place when Joseph was reunited with his father. Can I have a hand? Karen, did you raise your hand? Okay, fell on his neck and wept for a good while. Excellent. Friday, what commandment is given in Exodus 20 and verse 12? Exodus 20, verse 12, what's the commandment? Fifth commandment, honor thy father and mother. Excellent. Do you think Joseph obeyed this command? Certainly he did. Certainly he did. Saturday, what two commandments are found in Ephesians 6, 1 and 2? Have a hand. Kelly. Obey your parents, honor your parents. How do these commandments differ? Rick. Okay, as you saw in the lesson there, obedience is an action. Okay? Obedience is an action. Honor is an attitude. Very good. Very good. I hope you're finding these lessons to be a blessing. I'm sure you're finding God's word to be a blessing to your life. Work on your verses. Work on your memory verses for whatever. For hide God's word in your heart. Thank you so much for coming. Verse.